And above all, it is acknowledgement of God's lordship over all other powers, visible and invisible, and reliance upon His will and power to direct, to support, to fulfill the life of His people. So for this week, what does Jesus bring to this picture of faith, this puzzle that we're putting together? You know, it's funny when community or relationships are talked about in church or in a church. You know, women can handle it pretty good, but we men, we tend to think we can do it on our own, don't we, guys? It's okay, you can admit it. You know, I'm a man, I don't need anybody. I can stand alone, I can do it, right? You know, I don't know why, but guys, some things just aren't explainable. But the women have us beat on this one. And I figured there'd be a cheer from the women's section on that one. Guys, even the ultimate man, Jesus Christ, formed a community around Him. As a matter of fact, that was one of the first things that Jesus did when He started His ministry. Recently, I read a statement that was, for me, a good understanding of faith. And it goes like this: faith is not a self-generated act of affirmation, but the gradual participation in the communal assumptions that surround us. Let me say that again. Faith is not a self-generated act of affirmation, but the gradual participation in the communal assumptions that surround us. Let me explain. If the communal assumption that surrounds us is that money is the most important thing in life, we gradually believe that money is the most important thing in life. We begin to participate in that assumption and we put our faith in money. Communal assumptions shape our lives. If the communal assumption in the middle school is that only a particular brand of jeans is in, it doesn't take long for the majority of the middle schoolers to insist on wearing that particular brand of jeans. Can I hear an amen on that one? Or how about in high school, when the communal assumption is that a new music group is the hottest group out, it doesn't take long for that group's songs to be playing in cars and in homes and on everybody's iPods at the high school, right? You see, we gradually participate in the communal assumptions that surround us. Does that make sense now? Now, I have a question for you, several actually. What do you think people see as the assumptions of this community of faith? What are the characteristics or marks of faith into which we invite friends, into which we invite new members, into which we want our young people to participate? What are the marks of faith for this community? What inheritance of faith do we wish to pass along as a community of faith? What are the marks of faith our young people see in us, and what do we want them to emulate? As we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus is making an assumption throughout the Gospels. Jesus speaks of faith as being a communal, corporate thing. Communal, corporate thing. We are surrounded by a community of faith that upholds us. We're surrounded by a community of faith that nurtures us. We are surrounded by a community of faith, a communal, corporate thing. There are so many places in the Gospels regarding faith and how each show us a different facet of faith's diamond, so to speak. We find Jesus' lectures on faith having three themes in the Gospels. One, Jesus is constantly making comments to His disciples, His closest friends and brothers, mind you. Comments like this: "Where is your faith?" in Luke 8:25.